Dear friends, we gather this day on the traditional and unceded territory of the Algonquin Nation. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you despise nothing you have made and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our brokenness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Joel. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is near. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Like blackness spread upon the mountains, a great and powerful army comes. Their like has never been from of old, nor will be again after them in ages to come. Yet, even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts, not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people. Sanctify the congregation, assemble the aged, gather the children, even infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her canopy. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not make your heritage a mockery, a byword among the nations. Why should it be said among the peoples, where is their God? Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Au nom du Christ, nous vous en supplions, laissez-nous réconcilier avec Dieu. Celui qui n'avait pas connu le péché, il l'a pour nous identifié au péché, afin que par lui nous devenions justice de Dieu. Puisque nous sommes à l'œuvre avec lui, nous vous exhortons à ne pas laisser sans effet la grâce reçue de Dieu, car il dit « Au moment favorable, je t'exauce, et au jour du salut, je viens à ton secours. Voici maintenant le moment tout à fait favorable. Voici maintenant le jour du salut. » Nous ne voulons d'aucune façon scandaliser personne pour que notre ministère soit sans reproche. Au contraire, nous nous recommandons nous-mêmes en tout comme ministres de Dieu par une grande persévérance dans les détresses, les contraintes, les angoisses, les coups, les prisons, les émeutes, les fatigues, les veilles, les jeûnes par la pureté, la science, la patience, la bonté, par l'Esprit Saint, l'amour sans feinte, la parole de vérité, la puissance de Dieu, par les armes offensives et défensives de la justice, dans la gloire et le mépris, dans la mauvaise et la bonne réputation, tenue pour imposteur et pourtant véridique, inconnue et pourtant bien connue, moribond et pourtant nous vivons, châtiés sans être exécutés, attristés mais toujours joyeux, pauvres et faisant bien des riches, n'ayant rien, nous qui pourtant possédons tout. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus.
Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The Gospel of Christ.
May I speak to you in the name of God, who in great love for us desires to forgive our sins. Amen. Psalm 103, which we just heard, has a lovely word translated as merciful goodness. In our Bibles, it's translated as steadfast love. And there's another old word like it, loving kindness. I'd like to begin and end with that image of steadfast love or loving kindness. Think of it as the light that shines over each of us and through everything, enfolding us in God's protective, loving embrace. The thing about that light is that it shows me myself in all my aspects, even the ones that are not my best. And it is in that light that I find that I want to be centered. I love the ashes. Even if I wash them off, it feels like they are still there, reminding me that my time is not forever, and that in this period of being in God's loving light, I can recognize those failings in myself and ask forgiveness for them, for the ways that I fall short of the light of the glory of God. I have a season in which to do that. That period is from the supper we shared this evening, just prior to our Ash Wednesday service, to the next supper that we will share on the evening of Maundy Thursday. These meals are like bookends of my time of ashes and centering. Looking ahead to that next dinner, we will welcome as our special guests Rabbi Daniel Michaelberg and members of Temple Israel, Ottawa's Reform Synagogue. It will be our opportunity to learn about the Seder, not in that old way of taking what is not ours as a Christian Seder, but in a respectful time of being together. We will ask questions in the style in which a Seder has questions, and I'm looking forward to them already. For example, our Easter celebration references the crossing of the Red Sea from slavery into freedom, and it is told symbolically in the way that it is Jesus going down into the tomb and coming up in the resurrection, intended almost to rhyme with that story of the Red Sea. What is the relationship between Jesus and Moses? I would love to ask that. We have a special friendship with Temple Israel, and we've gone back and forth. The last time I was there was Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, which was held in early October. I realized as I participated in that service that although Passover and Holy Week happen at the same time, Yom Kippur is actually closer to our journey of Ash Wednesday and Lent. It is full of confessions, and as I heard them, I identified with them. It was like they were zingers getting into my awareness. They caused me to recognize admissions of different ways in which I need forgiveness. Yom Kippur is a repeated and extended confession, about 2 hours worth, which does seem long. And we do have a long confession in this evening of Ash Wednesday, but then we spread the sense of confession over the 40 days of Lent. I was so moved by the Yom Kippur confession that I would like to share some of it with you to open you to the different facets of the Ash Wednesday confession that we will share. The confession on Yom Kippur is made up of a short confession and a long confession. The short confession is this: of these wrongs we are guilty. We betray, we steal, we scorn, we act perversely, we are cruel, we scheme, we are violent, we slander, we devise evil, we lie, we ridicule, we disobey, we abuse, we defy, we corrupt, we commit crimes. We are hostile, we are stubborn, we are immoral. We kill, we spoil, we go astray, we lead others astray. Imagine saying that as a whole community, but then you're not done because we move into what's called the long confession, and I'm not going to read all of it, but I'd like to highlight a few phrases from it, which I found got inside me. The ways we have wronged you under duress and by choice, and harm we have caused in your world, consciously and unconsciously. Consciously and unconsciously, the harm we have caused. The ways we have wronged you through our thoughtlessness, and harm we have caused in your world through impulsive acts of malice. The ways we have wronged you by giving in to our hostile impulses, and harm we have caused in your world through inflexibility and stubbornness. Inflexibility and stubbornness. Do I have those? The ways we have wronged you through lies and deceit, and harm we have caused in your world by making light of serious matters. Making light of serious matters. Do I do that? The ways we have wronged you in our routine conversations, and harm we have caused in your world through envy. How have my routine conversations caused harm? For all these failures of judgment and will, God of forgiveness, forgive us, pardon us, lead us to atonement. That from the Yom Kippur service brings me back to Psalm 103 and this light of love in which I am enfolded, where the last verse of Psalm 103, as we heard it sung, is the merciful goodness of the Lord that endures. As it says in our Bible text, but the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. We live in the light of God's love, and we seek to center ourselves knowing that we are covered by the light of God's love. The God who loves us deeply longs to forgive us, and let us be recentered in that light of God's love. Dear friends in Christ, every year at the time of the Christian Passover, we celebrate our redemption through the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lent is a time to prepare for this celebration and to renew our life in the Paschal Mystery. We begin this holy season by remembering our need for repentance and for the mercy and forgiveness proclaimed in the Gospel of Jesus Christ. We begin our journey to Easter with the sign of ashes, an ancient sign speaking of the frailty and uncertainty of human life and marking the penitence of the community as a whole. I invite you, therefore, in the name of the Lord, to observe a holy Lent by self-examination, penitence, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, and by reading and meditating on the Word of God. Almighty God, from the dust of the earth you have created us. May these ashes be for us a sign of our mortality and penitence, and a reminder that only by your gracious gift are we given eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. God of compassion, through your Son, Jesus Christ, you reconciled your people to yourself. Following his example of prayer and fasting, may we obey you with willing hearts and serve one another in holy love, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.